Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 14th, 2024. Well, you know, a lot of times in our Christian walk, we struggle with wondering if we're serving the Lord faithfully enough. And we're often wondering, am I doing enough for the Lord? And we forget that we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so it's really not about the works that you're doing. Really, you ought to do what you can do. Our works don't make us any more well-pleasing to God. Really, our works should just flow out of our love for God. Whatever we have within us, we love Him because He first loved us, and we love Him because He rescued us. And so the outflow of that should be love for Him, which will be works of some sort. And I know we stress a lot of times, or at least I do. I mean, I've always tried to live up to being what I thought a good pastor ought to be. And then there's some things that I just struggle with. I mean, they're hard for me to do. But yesterday I was reading in Mark in chapter number 14. And it's talking about the woman who came and anointed the feet of Jesus. She broke this box of ointment and anointed His feet, and Jesus, you know, was like, leave her alone, she's anointing me for the burial. And I want you to just think about this, what the words of Jesus, when He said this, Mark 14:8, she hath done what she could. She has come to anoint my body to the burying. So I want you to notice, Jesus didn't require of her more than she could do. She did what she could. She didn't have a lot, but she had this box of ointment. And a lot of people was like, well, she should have sold that and so we could give it to the poor or whatever. And you hear a lot of messages on that. But what I want us to focus on today is just the fact that she did what she could. No more, no less. She did what she could. And we know that this is spoken of her, will be spoken of her for eternity almost, because it's in the Word. And so today I just want you to encourage you to do what you can, whatever that is. Show the love of Jesus Christ to someone. Reflect your love for Jesus through what you do for Him. Worship Him the best way you know how. Serve Him the best way you know how. Just do what you can. Don't be defeated. Satan, the great liar. Satan, the great accuser of the brethren. That's what he wants to do. He wants to lie to us and tell us we're not enough. He wants to accuse us. He wants to feel guilty and condemned in our own mind. And just do what you can. Don't let Satan get the victory in your life. And as I'm doing this devotion, lots of thoughts are coming to my mind about people who struggle. Now, you want to make sure that you're not lazy and you're like, well, I don't need to go to church, I don't need to worship or whatever because you're lazy. But do what you can. Love the Lord to the best of your ability. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Your heart, soul, mind, and strength, not someone else's, not what someone else is doing. You love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So just be encouraged today to do what you can. Love the Lord and do what you can to serve Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank You for this day. And I thank You for the opportunity we have to look into Your Word and find some encouragement. Lord, sometimes in ways that seem simple. But what a blessing it is to know that we don't have to be, we're not required to do what someone else is doing. We're not required to answer for the talents that someone else has. Lord, we're only required to do what we can. And I pray today that each of us will do what we can to love You and to worship You and to share Your love with others. We just thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for loving us first. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So do what you can today. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.